Today's learning from the Mishnah's Chaim Luzer B'Shem Shanar Yemaisha and Daniel Rivka Bas Maisha Israel Yisrael Menachem Aram Maisha B'Yisfus Fu Shleim Achaim Maisha Yem Malki and Ben Sarim and Brachim Bas Sarim Malki Matritzik Ben Silla and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Hay and we are in the middle of Sif Aleph. For those of you looking inside, we're on page 226 in the middle of Sif Aleph. So we're continuing to talk about these different vegetables, what the bracha are, and as we mentioned yesterday, we'll see some more examples today. You have to really analyze what the Mechaber and Mishaburah tell us versus what we actually do today. Some of it is the same, and some of it we may, you know, some of the vegetables and fruit, they've been modified, they've been changed. So they, what may have been good then is not necessarily good now. What may have been bad then is not necessarily bad now. Also, our way of eating, as we mentioned, for example, salad. They didn't eat salad then. Today I hear the rumors that there are people who do eat salad today. So we have to realize those differences. So we're starting over here in the middle of the Mechaber Sifel Aleph, the Tumi, which is perish, the Ramah tells us Shumim, garlic, the karti and leeks, perish pork balaz, leeks. Kishahem chayim, when you eat them raw, bayra priyadama. Now we'll see that what the Shabur is going to talk about, what's the case that he's talking about. Because obviously if you bite into garlic today, it's not a bayra priyadama. If you enjoy it, then it's a shahakal. Leeks also, raw leeks is a shahakal today. So what we'll see what the Mechaber is talking about when he says that garlic and leeks is a bayra priyadama warm. Raw, after you would cook them, would be a shahakal. So that, l'chayr, in most cases, would be still today, depending on how you're eating them, and we'll see more of that in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Ramah, the Mechashi, whoever is not muted, please mute. The Mechashi nishtana ligriusa, because when you cook these vegetables versus when they were raw, they are considered to have been degraded. They went down in its quality. So again, although with this particular two items, it may not be the same today, but the rule is the same. If it's generally eaten raw, then raw is hadama. If when you cook it, it improves, then it would still be hadama. However, if it goes down, it gets degraded into not such a good item, then it becomes a shahakal. Now, what happens if you took, let's say, this garlic, and by cooking it, you cooked it together with meat, and now it tastes better, right? But generally, cooked garlic would not be very good. Ein hashvach mitzad atzman. It didn't get better because cooking made the garlic better. Only because of the meat. Now, therefore, it would still remain a shahakal. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Olacha mishulam. No, Kishem Chayim Bayer Pri Adama. Sif Katan Hey. When these items are raw, are a Bayer Pri Adama. Kasar Achayim, the Dafke B'Shum and Rakim. It's not talking about the garlic that we have today that is already fully ripened and they're sort of hard. So there was these certain kind of garlic then that when they were very young, they were still soft and they would eat them raw. Aval Shumim She'eskinu Shumim that completely mature, shem charifim oy, they're very sharp. Vein roy loichlam chai b'loy pas, you don't eat them without bread. Imachlam mevarach shahakol, so you eat a shahakol, which is the halacha today. So if you took a piece of garlic and you decide to eat a raw piece of garlic, it's a shahakol because it's not the way it's eaten. Mechem b'psalim, same thing. If you took a raw onion, dina hachi, the moichlam rakim, they were very young and they were soft. Then it is a bar piyadama hiskinu. But once they got matured, which is the onions that we would have when we buy in the store, it's a shahakal. So if you eat a raw onion, it's also a shahakal. It's not the derech to eat it that way. Even if they were soft, you don't make a adama. Rak medina shaderech l'achlam rakam b'loy pas. That in the places that they would eat it that way. Avo medina seinu. And this hasn't changed. We don't eat raw and onions or garlic. Even if they were young, but like pass, aim of Arachel Shahakal. So that's Lamaisa. What we do, Mechemet Sadab Nishim, Mesadab Nishim, also says Lavarach Shahakal. I'm Sham Oid Bashar Chuva Shakasav. The Mishalim, when they're cooked, Bain Shuman Ubitzalim, both garlic and onions, Rakim, Ubain Kishaskinu, La'olam El Varachel Shahakal, Afilabishlim Mabasa. So onions and garlic, always, we'll see the exception in a moment. But onions and garlic is always considered a shahakal, whether you cook them or whether you eat them raw. It's a shahakal. It's not the derech to eat them that way. Either we'll see in what derech there is to eat them, but generally it's used as a flavor for something else, or they're getting a flavor from something else. Either way, it would either be a tafel, and therefore you wouldn't make a bracha on them at all, or they would be, if you're eating them alone, it would be a shahakal because it's not the derech to eat them that way. The mechashi kinishtana legrusa, when you cook them, they only get worse. Mashram echrayin duhadim b'psalim v'shalom, cooked onions would also be a shahakal. V'chein b'yorek, a vegetable shakarin zerzach, a mashakarin tron, I tried figuring out what these are, but I don't know what they are. They also did not improve with the cooking, and therefore they remain a shakal. Now, here's the important part. V'nira. The dafka kashabisham b'tzalim b'tafshalim ma'im kenoyeg, if you went ahead and you cooked the onions and you cooked it, then it would remain a shahakal. This that people go ahead and they cook onions for a very, very long period of time. Basically, they fry the onions, you caramelize the onions for a long time, which usually this can take an hour or so or more. The yafin lachila, fried onions become very good and delicious. Then it's a bayer priadama. By cooking them for a very, very long time, they actually become better. And therefore, sauteed onions, if you like sauteed onions that are cooked for a very long time, they get very sweet and delicious, those would be hadama. Where does this lamaisa make a difference? Even though we generally don't, most of us probably, if even you have fried onions, you eat it on something, in a sandwich or on a piece of meat or something, you generally don't eat them alone. But if you do, it would be hadama. But where it is very common is when you have onion soup. We're going to talk more about soup in a little bit, but when you have onion soup is can be made one of two or three ways. If it's just made from the onion soup powder without any actual onions in it, then it's a shahakal. If it's made with raw onions, it would also be a shahakal. However, the good onion soup, you go into a restaurant, you have onion soup that's full of onions, they first saute the onions for a very long period of time. And therefore, the onions are hadama. So an onion soup that's full of onions that were sauteed, that would be a hadama. Okay. Now the mechaber said that if you took this garlic and you cooked it with meat, it didn't really improve because of the garlic. It only improved because of the meat. I am achrayim shekasud imayim avushli yerakos and basar. If you took vegetables and you cook them with meat, I should take them with shemen, you fry them in oil. My intention is to eat the vegetable itself. So this could be quite common. You have these one pot dinners, right? So you put a piece of meat and you put the vegetables in the pot. Now, your intention is not that the vegetables should just give a, sometimes the vegetables are there just to give a flavor to the meat. But oftentimes you're putting in, you know, chicken with sweet potatoes and regular potatoes, whatever you're doing, your intention is to eat the vegetables as your side dish and the meat as the main portion. So the vegetables there are intended to be eaten on its own. So even though we said if I took garlic and I cooked it with some meat and that imparted the flavor into the garlic, that makes a shahakal, here it's not like that. Even if the kind of vegetables that I would cook them alone, so I took a turnip, right, and I cooked it alone, it wouldn't have any flavor. Right, so that would be nishtana legrusa by cooking it. However, over here where I cook the vegetables together with the meat, with the intention that the vegetables should be a dish on it of itself, it should be a you want to eat the vegetables, it would be adama. The shani hacha, this case of the Ramah that he told us that when I took garlic and I cooked it with meat, it still remains a shahakal. You didn't put the garlic in. So you have to look at it. If I'm putting the vegetables into the pot, let me break this down. I have a vegetable that if I cook it, it would taste worse. So that's an onion or a garlic. You just boil them. They're not going to taste any better than they tasted before. So those would be a shahakal. I took garlic or onions and I put it in with a piece of meat in order to flavor the meat. That's my reason. Now I want to eat the garlic. The only reason the garlic tastes good is because with the meat, which was my ikkar over here, the garlic was really flavoring the meat. Now some of that flavor came into the garlic, so therefore it happens to be good. The garlic remains a shahakal. But if I took sweet potatoes or turnips or parsnips, that generally if I cooked them, they wouldn't taste so good. But now they taste better, but it cooked the meat. But they weren't India just to flavor the meat. They were India too, because I want to eat those vegetables. That was a lachatchila, that I want to end up with two things. I want to end up with the vegetables, and I want to end up with the meat. Of course, it would be, the vegetables would be hadama. So just to finish up over here in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mamela Makablan Gamim Tama Basav and Ishbuchu, if the intention was to flavor the meat and they just happened to get some flavor, Al Kemivarchalayim Birchas Abasa, therefore you make a shahakal on those garlic. But if the intention was for the vegetables to be a vegetable that I want to eat, the vegetable becomes Adam. Lefizeh. In Tigim Bitsalam Bishem, if I went ahead and I sauteed onions in oil, oy bechem or in butter, kidei lashpich, in order to make the onions taste good. Bavarchalim bayer pri adama, I make a bayer pri adama, then I reim it's abitsalam, the shtani liyuduya, they are tigun, the onions improved through the sauteing of them. Behema ikatzlain, that's ikavuhu, hadin, kolke gavna, any such type of situation, that would be the same halacha. Okay, let's start with Sif Beis. Very long Mishnah Berurah over here, but we'll start getting into it a little bit, right? Alamayim, so this is a very, very complex sugya over here, because it's going to end up confusing us a bit in what kind of brachas we make on different kinds of soups and cream soups, and soups that is ground up and to make it into a liquidy soup, not with vegetables. But let's see what the Mechaber tells us, and then we'll start getting into the Mishnah Berurah. Let's try to see if we can understand this, although at the end of the day, we will likely still be slightly confused. Just complete disclosure over here. Alamayim shebishlu behem yiraka. So you have water that you cook vegetables in it, okay? And the water got a flavor from the vegetables that you cook, says the Mechaber, which can be a surprise to a lot of us. You make the bracha, so I went ahead and I took a bunch of vegetables that are adama, and I put them into water, and I want to now drink just the water I want to eat, without the vegetables. I took the vegetables out, and I just want to eat the water. The water becomes adama, says the Mechaber. Even though it does not have the flavor of the yerek. Now we're going to see, the Mechaber is now going to start giving us, this sounds a little surprising, I took a bunch of sweet potatoes, I cooked them in water, and then I take the water, and I want to eat the water. The water is a hadama. But we'll see, the Mechaber is going to start giving us, it's not so simple, some exclusion to the rules, and then we'll start trying to get around to understand lamaisa what we do. So, first exclusion, mahani milik shabish lamaloi basa. This is that it was just cooked vegetables alone in water without any meat in it. Aval bishlam and basa mevarach al shakov. So, basically, chicken soup, right? So I have chicken in my pot or chicken bones, and I have vegetables in there, right? So that's not considered water, that vegetables, although the vegetables gave quite a bit of flavor into the water. That is exception number one, is that in that case, the water remains a shahakal because it doesn't have just the flavor from the vegetables, has a flavor from the chicken that's in there as well. So this exception number one to the rule of vegetable water, water that you cooked vegetables in, it should become a hadama. Okay, let's start with the Mishnah Berurah. We're not going to finish it all today, but let's get started. So if I didn't cook, I just soaked the vegetables in the water. As we said many times, kavush, soaking them for a very long period of time, until how long this has to be would really depend on the vegetable. But I soak it long enough for the flavor of the vegetable go into the water is the same halacha as cooking it. Kamel on the kavish, kamevushal, soaking something is the same as mevushal. Now, we're going to start going some other exceptions to these rules of that the liquid of that vegetables were either soaked or cooked and becomes adama. Mikol makam, the right of shall igarkis. So you made cucumber salad or you made pickles, right? What's the reason that you're soaking it in that water? Is because you want to pickle the cucumbers. Levad sheyachmitzu is only so that the cucumber should get pickled. I have no intention at that time of eating the water of the cucumber salad. I decide that I want to have some of the cucumber salad liquid. That is a shahakal. This is another exception. If my intention over here was not for the water, my intention over here was for that the water should be used to pickle the vegetables, that water would not become adama. That water would be a shahakal. So that is the second exception to the rule that Mechaber gave us. What is then he explains? He goes further. If you didn't live in a city that the minig is that you do use the liquid, then it would be. But that's not our minig. The custom is, our general practice is that we make cucumber salad for the cucumbers, not for the liquid of it. Okay. So far we have two exceptions to rule. One is if there was meat in the pot that cooked on it, that would stand the liquid remain a shahakel. Second one, if the whole intention was for the liquid to help pickle the vegetables, then the liquid would not become a hadama, it would remain a shahakel. Oid kasa shamel yirabe, hu adim beroitiv shal compost. What is compost? We had this also. This was pickled cabbage. Shemavaruch shahakel. Okay, the ends are nearly if you're meaning with the same shaykh, right to Kamara compost. That's my over there. The meaning was that when they pickled cabbage, they would drink the liquid, so therefore the intention was both for the liquid and for the pickling of the cabbage. Again, that's not by us if we are pickling cabbage or it's meant to just for the cabbage. Now, the chals there, Kishaychlin, right to Shakrot Chayan, Avo Kishabishlan and Makrot, right to Litcher, right to Levad. What happens if you cooked cabbage with liquid, then it would go back to the intention was for the cabbage soup, so to speak. The soup gets a flavor of the cabbage, so that would be cabbage soup. That would be the classic case of the mechaber. Okay, now the right of shabarekets chamutzim shakara russell, the liquid of pickled beets. Okay. Afim bishlon levadon, you cook the beets in this water. Mashma metash mevarch bari priadama. Kivin the nichbushu behem abarakis vekavonis akvicha gam b'shvilo. Now, when you make barsht, the intention is both for the beets and for the beet juice, right? So when you cook the beets in the water, the intention is to make barsht. Now, there's many, many different ways of how you make barsh. So some have meat in it, some have eggs in it, some have just barsh in it. And those who have just liquid in it, it could be that it's done just as a drink. It's not done as a, as a food, like a soup. So then it would be different. But if you would just cook beets, according to the Mechaber, according to what we're learning over here, all the mice, most of us will make a shahakel. Over here, it's saying that it would be a hadam of a derech halafa is a pass. That's assuming the minig is that you cook the beets in order to have that liquid. Okay, because it's done ayudei bishul. Mashka barsht. I see him. He may subim v'kemach. So this is going to explain what I just said. So now, if you make barsht and in that barsht you mix in it bran or flour, that would be similar to what the Mechaber told us, that we have the exception that when you cook vegetables with meat, it remains a shahakel, but if you cook it with other ingredients like bran and flour and things like that, then it gets a flavor both from the beets and it gets a flavor from these other items. So once again, it would remain a shahakel. So just to summarize what we said so far, Lamais Mechaber was a little bit of an eye-opener. He tells us that if I took vegetables and I cooked it in water with the intention is that I want that water, and I'm taking the vegetables out, but I want the flavored water, that water would be adama, except we learned so far several exceptions. One is if there's other ingredients in there mixed in, like meat or bran or something that also gives the flavor, then it would remain a shahakel. And the other major exception is if your intention was not on the liquid, your intention was that the liquid should pickle or do something for the vegetables, and your primary intention is b'chlal not, and it's not the general reason people do this, is not for the liquid, then the liquid would remain a shackle. Okay, we'll stop over here. And that's Hashem. We will continue tomorrow.